T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve is in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:45 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Redacted Mueller report released today on possible Russian interference in the election. Authorities say suspects in Pretty Perry band room trashing were 8, 10, and 11 years old. Thunderstorms with lightning and hail across south central Kansas, with an inch of rain in Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a non-injury traffic accident, the westbound Kellogg Drive. So not up on Kellogg, but westbound Kellogg Drive at Broadway there in the Central Business District. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 67 degrees. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 41. Friday sunny. Tomorrow's high 67 again. And that's pretty close to normal. The normal high for the day around 68. Mostly cloudy now. We've got a north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour and 52 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. The Monarch. Steve and Ted in the morning, and coming up here at 8:30 this morning, our time, the news conference with Attorney General William Barr scheduled for that time. We're going to be presenting coverage of that for you and see what the Attorney General has to say about the release of the Mueller report, which is, of course, that investigation has been going on for, what, a couple of years now. And everybody in Washington is excited to at least to figure out, hear what it is. We talked to Rachel Sutherland earlier from Fox, and she said, hey, it's 400 pages, and the reporters are going to have to figure out how to read that fast enough and find what's in there to do their work, and it's going to be a challenge. All right, stock indices ended the day nearly unchanged Wednesday.
We saw the major averages stay pretty flat despite a dip in healthcare stocks. The Dow closing down 3 points, the S&P down 7, the Nasdaq down 4. United Health shares dragging down healthcare stocks after its CEO said that Medicare for All would destabilize the healthcare system. Meanwhile, Amazon says it will drop its domestic marketplace business in China. This means Chinese consumers will no longer be able to purchase items from third-party sellers in China. Amazon wants to focus on selling international goods and cloud services. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Did an interesting story out of Laguna Beach, California. I don't know if you've been.
I have been to Laguna Beach.
Where is that, by the way? Is that near L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've been there. Okay. At any rate, the police there get to keep their American flag donned police cruisers following a vote of confidence by citizens in the city council.
Oh, brother.
The department faced some public criticism alleging the police lettering filled with stars and stripes might be offensive to immigrants.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know who brought that up, but they were not very
Whoever
bright.
Whoever they are, tell them to, okay.
Stuff it. Fox News. Yeah. Reporting a crowded council chamber Tuesday in which nearly everyone in attendance raised their hand when asked if they supported the design. Everybody, whoop, whoop, whoop. Laughter rang out as just a single hand was raised in dissent. You know, there, I guess there are limits to to patriotism. I don't know what they are, but, you know, when it comes to this kind of thing, I just wonder who brings that up? Why is... If the stars
and if they do bring it up, why do we give it any credence?
And somebody out there,
okay,
at the
that offends you. Goodbye.
Sorry, don't look at the police car then. You know.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. I mean, I've been to Normandy, I've been to Pointe du Hoc and where D-Day was, and I'll tell you what, stars and stripes are still honored and revered over there. Where the French were, and the continent was pretty much saved by young guys and women from the United States of America. And it's a great country with a great Yeah, the Stars and Stripes, you know, if you don't like it, wow, that's just amazing to me. I got a flag, Ted, that I try to fly it every day when the weather's good. Sometimes I accidentally leave it out at night, and I have to haul it down in the morning, but I like to fly my Stars and Bars where I live. Of course, there are a lot of neighborhoods. I'm in Riverside where anybody can do anything they want, but there are a lot of neighborhoods where you can't fly a flag at all because people put up weird flags instead of the American flag. But this is the Stars and Bars of the American flag on a police cruiser. Laguna Beach, apparently most of the people there got together and said, this is a stupid idea, and they voted it down. So that's a happy ending to that story as far as I'm concerned. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and they had to move the tankers from McConnell Air Force Base last night. Apparently, they didn't have any insurance on those planes for hail damage.
Call Flo at Progressive.
Yeah, Flo at Progressive.
Hail,
yeah, get some
hail coverage for
all
our
state. And, you know, State Farm, somebody. Bill Roy, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Maybe they could have put some mattresses on there or something, you know, just covered it in mattresses and blankets or something. The threat of storms sent crews at McConnell Air Force Base into action yesterday, base leaders announcing they evacuated 13 aircraft. The planes were flown to Fairchild Air Force Base up in Washington. They'll return to Wichita, of course, once the base gets the all clear, and I'm sure they're on their way back if they aren't back already. Three of the new KC-46A tankers were among the aircraft flown to Washington. Next new Boeing tanker is expected to arrive in Wichita this week. The Air Force is once again ready to accept deliveries of the new KC-46As. Deliveries were halted a second time because debris was found on several airplanes. The Air Force has increased its inspection requirements from Boeing. The debris found on the aircraft did not pose any flight safety risks. And Occidental Management is moving its offices back downtown, leaving the space at the old North Rock 6 it renovated and will move into a refurbished building on the downtown Union Station campus. It'll take 14,000 square feet in the building between the main Union Station building and Cargill. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I noticed some media coverage last evening locally and then again this morning some media coverage about the new stadium being planned for the bank of the Arkansas River, and how apparently people are saying there's not going to be enough parking. Did we talk about this yesterday? We may have a little bit.
Not about parking, huh?
Okay. Well, apparently they're going to people may have to walk a few feet to get there and go to the stadium.
Man.
Well, if you don't have enough room.
What a tragedy that is, having to walk more than 10 feet to get into the ballpark.
But maybe they should just build like a 15-story parking garage where everything is covered.
Make it 20.
And put it just, you know, that would be put it just past the, right there at the left field wall, okay, in the stadium, where you'd have kind of like the Fenway Park thing. Well, instead of the big green monster, you'd have the big green parking garage.
Yeah, I like it.
We could put ads, you paint ads on the side for the Wichita Business Journal, things like that to pay for it.
Yeah. You look.
Then we have moving sidewalks to take you right to your
seat. Ah, now you got it, huh? Like in the big airports?
Oh, my God, you don't even have to hardly breathe in and out. You just get on that moving sidewalk and just go right to your seat.
And every 10 feet an oxygen tank? What do you think?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Anyway, they're talking about not enough parking. We'll see what comes next. We're going to get this thing built sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
And when we build it,
that's for sure.
When we build it, they will come, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We get Kevin Costner in here to help us with this thing. Or maybe you could plant some corn out there in center field. That might be quite an attraction.
You never know. We may get old Shoeless Joe Jackson to come out of the cornfield there.
Yeah. Shoeless Jeff Longwell, you mean. Get to know your customers day. This is the third Thursday of each quarter, okay? Reaching out to your patrons, your customers, and I don't know. Who are your customers? Yeah, I mean,
why would you wait till the third Thursday of the quarter to do that?
Exactly.
Shouldn't you do that
That's
on day one of the quarter?
You better know your customers on a regular basis rather than one day a year.
Obviously, this is sponsored by people who are not very good at business. If you don't know your customers every day.
I haven't heard from my person in 2.5 months.
Two and a half months.
We're done here.
I'm in here in my shop, and I haven't seen a customer in 7 days. I guess I better shut the doors. All right. Well, anyway.
Today's the day. Okay.
Today is the day.
Now I'll give him a call.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. 7:55 now, Stephen Ted. Stay with Stephen Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We have the latest on the release of the Mueller report today and coverage of a news conference with Attorney General William Barr coming up in a few minutes. Ted has sports this morning.
College bowling. The big national tournament starts today. We'll see how the Shockers are doing coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, Ted.
Entertainment at 8:35 this morning. We'll get you fixed up on all the entertainment news you need.
Traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.